Morning, everyone. Morning, Rachel.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Okay. We're covering a great topic this morning, and it's something that Rachel and I have chatted about on and off over the weeks.
We should say, actually, just quickly, that we might have to do this over a couple of podcasts, because we're not quite sure 5 minutes is going to be enough.
It's a biggie this morning, chaps. We're covering the impact that online social media sites can have on relationships. There's been a few articles in the media to do with husbands, stroke wives, girlfriends, whatever, finding out that their other halves have been chatting rather flirtatiously with members of the opposite sex. So we think it's a bit of a it's a bit of fertile ground here. Probably fertile is not the right phrase to use, but we just wanted to bounce a few thoughts around, and obviously any feedback at the end of it would be great to receive. So Rachel, I mean, what are your thoughts on this online flirting business?
Well, the thing is, if you're married, like we were talking about earlier, if you're married and you've
or in a relationship,
you've got someone coming on to you who's not, maybe not in a relationship, or is, but you know, you don't know them. They can be anything they want to be online. You know, they can be everything your wife or husband isn't.
Do you think there's the fantasy element then?
It is the fantasy element, because, you know, let's say that they leave their wife for this person. Mm. In a year's time, they're going to be exactly like the same behaviour as their wife or husband, aren't they? Because they're going to be waking up to them every day. It's not going to be a fun, risky business anymore. It's the same with affairs. That's why, you know, how many affairs do you know that actually go on to be full-time relationships and last?
Exactly.
And the word there is last. They might get, you know, they might leave their husbands and wives for another person, but how long does it actually last when it's not a little bit of fun anymore?
Well, exactly. And I think, you know, the interesting thing for me is, you know, there's this sort of like online and sort of below the radar chats that people have with members of the opposite sex. You know, they're less, I think the chances are, well, they think they're less likely to be found out.
Yeah.
You know, you're less likely to be found out, let's face it, you know, sending a few sort of DMs on Twitter to somebody than meeting them maybe in the pub in your local town.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, because no one would connect, especially if no one would connect you either.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I was yesterday, I'll be honest, there was someone who I was having a contact with, that no one would connect us together. No one would know that we knew each other. There was no way that, you know, his wife would have found out about it all. Mm. And it was literally a little bit of fun. I mean, I stopped it because I don't, you know my feelings on it. I felt ridiculous for doing it. But it is under the radar. No one knows, and no one can connect you. Whereas if you see someone in your local pub, and it's someone local, mm-hmm. people can notice, and body language as well says a lot, doesn't it? So
yeah, absolutely.
It's very easy, and it's very easy to contact someone on things like that because you can do it so slyly.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, to be fair, I mean, I suppose, you know, while I have a tendency to point the finger at men and say, well, your men are more likely to do this, I actually think it's pretty much 50-50 now, actually. I think there are a lot of women who...
Women just as bad.
Yeah, get off on it just as much. And But I think, you know, we chatted, or briefly sort of chatted yesterday with Sue, didn't we, on Twitter, and Sue made the point of it being a betrayal. And I think ultimately that's how it must feel to the partner who discovers this infidelity. Because I think it is infidelity, isn't it?
The point we made last night on the phone, wasn't it, that if you're doing anything in secret... Mm. Then there's a problem there. If it's not, exactly. If it's out in the open, it's not in secret, then
exactly.
It's a new issue. But if you're doing something in secret, you're secretly keeping something from your partner, then obviously you're cheating.
Yeah, you feel uncomfortable about it. So, you know, you're keeping it under wraps. So
it's a big difference between a bit of flirting openly. Because I love flirts, you
massive,
know. You know, I go for flirts. But
do you? Really?
Yeah. I like flirts, yeah.
It's not something I've noticed, Rach, but we're coming up to 5 minutes again.
Yeah, okay, well, you wrap it up.
Say goodbye, and we'll be coming back to this, I'm sure. Bye for now.
Bye.